On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
If you've just tuned in, I was saying earlier before that this is a bit of a solo effort today because Mikey's not in, so it's just me, and now I'm joined by Dom. Hello, Dom, how are you?
Hi, Jogo, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, speaking of solo, here's a great segue for you. How did you like Solo?
I liked it plenty good.
Yeah.
I think I liked it more than most people seem to be. I enjoyed it more than The Last Jedi. I thought it was fun. I thought Ehrenreich.
His name is
Alden. I thought he did a good job. I thought he was laconic. And it was fine. Mikey was into it too, right?
Yeah, I think that I was very pleasantly surprised. I didn't have high expectations for it because no one asked for a Solo spin-off at all. I just want my Boba Fett spin-off, which I'm happy about. But this is a pleasant surprise, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it. There's a moment in that film which I shed a tear for younger me. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Wow.
Yeah, I think maybe you know the moment, maybe. If you consider
it
how young
younger I, Joe guy.
For younger Joe guy, and I'm already quite young if you would like to remember. And so,
are you talking about the part when Chewbacca gets his head chopped off?
Fuck off! Yeah, that bit. That's the bit I was talking about. No, I am talking about shedding happy tears. Happy tears for younger me. Yeah,
okay,
and
good.
If you try to consider...
Was that tied into the reappearance of a certain character?
It was indeed, yep. Big nostalgia factor for me there, one of my favourite characters, so that was big.
Very confusing though. You haven't watched the cartoon, you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, you know they got the guy who...
You've only seen the film. They got the guy from the cartoon to do the voice,
from,
right?
From Clone Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great touch.
But I mean, I read lots of reviews where the people who are professional film watchers were like, but I don't get what, and they thought because of that the film was set much earlier than it was actually set, because they didn't realize that someone we thought was dead is not dead. Gosh, we're really getting into spoiler territory.
Yeah. No, I understand why the timeline would be confusing.
Too.
Yeah.
And I'm a mess. I think the Clone Wars and Rebels TV shows are doing a much better job than the movies of keeping the Star Wars spirit alive. So I was very stoked with that too.
Hot take.
And I think they should put Dave Filoni in charge of the movies, because he just understands Star Wars so much better than anyone who's doing the movies. And Dave Filoni is, of course, the guy who ran Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels. And he just, the way those shows honor the legacy and mythos of Star Wars is just so much cooler than anything you see in the movies, I have to say.
Dave Filoni's the man, I agree with you. And also Solo went through two or three director changes before they settled on Ron Howard? But then I thought, considering all that, the entire film was still so consistent tonally. Did you find that?
Yeah, I liked it. I like Ron Howard as a director. I think it's a bad rap. And I think The Paper is an incredibly underrated film. I was happy with Solo overall, yes.
All right, perfect. What else is happening in Hollywood? Let me know.
Well, there's one major release coming out this week and all around the world, including New Zealand. It's a film called Upgrade, which I am super excited to see. And I think a few people in New Zealand have seen it already.
Yeah,
and
we had...
it's about a guy who has like spinal issues and then gets like a computer inserted up his butt or something. And
it's like
a body horror action thriller, something like that. And maybe they made through his ears. I like the look of this film. It's written by Lee Whannell, who's an Australian guy who co-wrote the original Saw, and is one of those people. I think he's in the film as well. And people are comparing it to like RoboCop and stuff. I haven't seen it, but my one bit of feedback on this film is that, do you remember that film Idiocracy?
Yeah, I do.
I love Idiocracy. And there's a character in that who's a pimp, and his name is Upgrade. And it's spelt with like three A's and a Y. And I think they should have felt this film upgrade with three A's and a Y.
And then just never explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I hear the word upgrade, but I'm excited for that film. And anyone who hasn't seen Idiocracy, it's now depressing to watch it because it turns out it was right about everything.
Oh, no. Yeah, because we had like a preview screening with 95BFM and flix.co.nz where we were giving like tickets away, double passes away to go see Upgrade. And the screening was last week in the entire theatre. I feel like they just loved it. And if you've like seen the trailer, does it kind of remind you of The Tuxedo with like the Jackie Chan movie?
Now, that is a very specific pop culture reference that...
I love Jackie Chan, so I'm gonna draw from that at all times.
That Jackie Chan classic, in inverted commas. Is that the one with Jennifer Love Hewitt in it?
That's the one. That it used to be like one of my favorite movies.
Because it's got like a dude being manipulated by not himself.
Yeah.
So that's what's reminding you, right? Because he's like being jiggled about.
The Tuxedo. My
callback for that kind of behavior is a film called Inner Space. With Martin Shaw and Dennis Quaid in the 80s, where he was being forced to do stuff that he wasn't in control and his body was all over the place. So, yeah, but no, The Tuxedo, you're right. it did remind me, now that you say it. It hadn't occurred to me before now, but all
But now
good.
It's all you're going to think of, because it's a great film.
Yeah. Well, I do love Jennifer Love Hewitt.
All right. All right, that's great. She's kind of fallen off. I don't think I've heard of her in maybe a decade. I hope she's all right.
She had the Ghost Whisperer TV show. I used to make promos for that show, TVNZ.
Oh, yeah, that show was mean, actually.
Then she had a show. Yeah, then she had a show in which she was a madam called The Client List. And then, yeah, she hasn't been around for a year or two, but she's just been cast in... she's just replaced someone in a criminal procedural, and there was controversy. It's really bad because she went on the red carpet at the upfront, and people were like, "Oh, she looks terrible," and it's like, "Oh, come on, the world, she's amazing." And then she apologized on Instagram for not looking her best on the red carpet.
No. Oh, that's awful.
And not respecting the red carpet or not having done her hair right. It was all a big indicator of how terrible our values are as a society. But I'm glad she's got a job.
Yeah.
That's the main thing,
of course. I don't want to end on
I wish I could remember the show.
Yeah.
She's like joined Criminal Minds or something like that. She's joined some existing show that just lost a cast member.
I feel like she's always done shows in that like same vein, like that same sort of genre. And so if you're not into that kind of stuff, you're just not going to be privy to anything she's doing.
That's true.
Is that fair?
Criminal Minds is a long way from Party of Five, you know, so...
I'm just talking shit. I don't know. I don't follow her career.
Or her short-lived spin-off, Time of Your Life, which was just basically Felicity without Felicity. Anyway, yes, I have tracked Jennifer Love Hewitt's career closely.
More than anyone else
ashamed.
Would,
the
yeah.
The film Can't Hardly Wait is very good and underrated. And that was like a self-aware high school comedy that was a lot better than Clueless and American Pie, which superseded it in the marketplace.
I'm going to look into it. Thank you.
Next week, part two of my summation of Jennifer Love Hewitt's career.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers, Jogo. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
See you, bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.